I have talked very often about the importance of Ireland's neutrality. This topic has been discussed a worrying amount lately, and I have been openly vocal about my concerns of where these talks are leading us. The Taoiseach has recently stated that the Citizens' Assembly should consider Ireland's neutrality. I think he's hoping maybe that they can come up with a fudge that will allow him to come down and get rid of it. I cannot understand why some in this House are pushing this conversation so much. The Irish people have always voted overwhelmingly to maintain and protect our neutrality. Why is the government seeking to undermine this? Are they responding to the pressures of the EU and NATO over wishes of their own citizens? Or are they looking for foreign direct investment where we are losing out on it now? Neutrality contributes to the strengthening of peace and security at a global level and plays a vital role in developing peaceful, friendly and mutually beneficial relations between countries. Neutrality doesn't have to mean sitting back and doing nothing. In fact, Irish neutrality in effect has never done this. Why then would it be assumed that we should start now? We can be neutral in a very active way, through increased support for war victims and through a strong and diplomatic stance. For example, I welcome yesterday's decision to expel 4 senior Russian diplomats. These are the type of stance we must continue to make. We should be very proud of the fact that about 600 people are arriving every day to Ireland from Ukraine, and that 30,000 are estimated to be based here by the end of April. Let's start focusing more on how we can assist these and less on how we can please NATO by compromising our very proud and long-standing policy of military neutrality. We need to remember what's important in all of this.